Hi, I'm Ketana Tiwari and you're tuned in to a Money Controls week-long series, Your Money and COVID-19. This is a special Simply Save mini-series, and so far we've covered topics like how to manage your investments, how to manage your insurance, so do check out these episodes. Now, apart from seeing our investments fall, one of the most heartbreaking side effects has been the cut in travel and holiday plans. I'm sure you also had some travel plans and it is upsetting to see them get cancelled. We had to cancel our holidays and our airline tickets. It has been a tough time to get refunds. Will your travel insurance compensate you? Let's talk to Money Control's personal finance editor, Kezad Adajania, to get to know some answers.
Let's address the elephant in the room, Kezad. My holidays are cancelled and I had to cancel my plane ticket. Will I get my 100% refund?
Yeah, so Kirtana, see, a full refund is unlikely. Okay, what we do know is that airlines are not offering full refunds. As per a government notification, if you had booked a ticket during the lockdown for travel that falls within the lockdown period, then you are entitled to a 100% refund. Okay, but remember, even these 100% refunds are not coming back as cash in your hand at the moment. So you'll have to follow it up through your agent if you have booked your tickets through your agent, because you have to go through the same channel for cancellation as you had opted for when you had booked the ticket. But you have to expect some delays here as well. If you had booked a ticket before a lockdown for a travel date that falls outside the lockdown period, then airlines can cut charges and give you a refund if you attempt to cancel. Or you can simply reschedule, meaning that you can choose a new travel date in the future. So some airlines charge for rescheduling, some don't. But the ticket still stands if you reschedule. The only catch is that, you know, you have to travel with the same airline, you have to fly the same sector and for the same set of passengers. And as far as group tours are concerned, we've been hearing that, you know, group tours are nudging their customers to sort of reschedule the departures instead of seeking a refund. Because frankly speaking, you know, if you see the travel industry firms and airlines are starved of cash at the moment.
Right, definitely. But what happens if my tours or bookings are for the month of late May, like after the lockdown lifts up, or on May 15th or June 2020?
So as far as the lockdown lifting on the 15th of May is concerned, we don't really know what's going to happen. Okay. My suggestion is that, you know, as you get closer to your dates, the chances of getting a maximum refund goes up. So if you're traveling in, let's say, late May or June or July, you still have another month or two, depending on your actual travel dates. But at the end of May and June is just around the corner. So you will have to proactively get in touch with your airline or your hotel or your tour company or your travel agency and get to know how much maximum you can get at the moment if you cancel your travel. July, as I said, is still a little far away. So we can wait for a few more weeks to see if they themselves come up with a better cancellation policy than what is currently on offer.
Okay. And are there any other options say the hotels that are offering where we might have booked our stay?
So what we are getting to here is that broadly four or five options are going around. Some are offering refunds after deducting 25% cancellation charge. Some are waiving off the cancellation charges. They're giving you full refund. Some are allowing you to rebook for another date, but you know, you've got to pay that small difference. Some are giving you a voucher to book within the next 12 months, meaning that you can use this to book within the next 12 months. And some are giving you like cruise, for example, cruise ships. Some cruise ships around the world, they're giving you a voucher of 125% of the booking amount.
So, Kezad, if I lose a little bit money in this process, will my travel insurance not cover it?
That's very unlikely, Kirtana, because the travel insurance actually kicks in after you take off from India. An international travel insurance. Okay. Now, these COVID-related cancellations are happening right here while you are still in India. So, almost zero chance of your travel insurance covering your cancellations.
Okay. So, what should I do to minimize my losses?
So, you know, quite honestly, Kirtana, this is what we would recommend, that, you know, if you have an air ticket, an international air ticket, okay, I suggest that you cancel it. And take whatever money that you get back. You don't have a choice.
Okay.
Just take whatever money that you can get and get out. Okay. There is no merit or very little merit in deferring your airline ticket, because airlines themselves are in such a stress that you don't know, you never know which airline will survive this crisis and which won't. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is probably the biggest crisis ever to hit the airline, tourism and travel sectors. And the survival of everyone is in the question now. So if you have an air ticket, just take your refund and get out. Okay. If you have a group tour, if you have a group tour coming up, okay, and if it's from an internationally reputed company like a Trafalgar or a Cosmos or something like that, you know, or a Gate One, these are very reputed international companies. So you can basically defer your international tour by a year. Okay. So I would think that these companies would have a better chance for survival. So you can opt for a deferral. Of course, there is a risk. There is a risk even there as well. But if it's a reputed travel company, been there for ages, then it will survive. Okay. Many hotels are also offering a chance to book to another date at zero cost. Okay. I think if it's a large hotel chain, you can still afford to take that chance and rebook at a later date.
Okay.
But there is always a risk. Again, I said, we don't know the future. We don't know how long this pandemic will last. Like, for example, my cousin visits US to visit her children every year for 6 months. And, you know, they were supposed to come back. They are there since the beginning of February and they were supposed to come back in July. Now, July, 2 months away from where we are right now. But they are already contemplating taking an extension.
What about people who are right now, by chance, you know, they were traveling and they're stuck at another place? What do they do?
I know of a family, for instance, through my own travel agent.
Okay.
And, you know, she was telling me that there's this couple who had gone for a cruise and they were supposed to fly out. I mean, the cruise was the U.S. It was a U.S. cruise, you know, and they were supposed to... after the cruise, they were supposed to go on a further holiday to their children's place in Brussels. And they are Indian citizens. So the COVID-19 crisis broke out when they were actually on their cruise off the California coast. So when the travel ban began globally, they were stranded. And with a lot of difficulty, they managed to be deboarded from the ship and be brought to a safe place at Seattle. From Seattle, then in the middle of the night, they managed to catch a flight to come to New York. And just as they were about to board from New York to Brussels, again, another travel ban happened to the Europe, US travel. So they are badly stuck. People like that are badly stuck at places abroad. So this couple, for instance, they were not allowed to go to Brussels because they don't have a Belgian passport. They have an Indian passport. So Belgium was only allowing people, its own citizens, to come in. They were not allowing other travelers to come in. Even though this couple's children were living in Brussels. So they are now stranded they're now stranded somewhere in New York, New Jersey, and they're staying in an Airbnb right now over there. And it's an available opportunity that they will get to come to India once the flight ban lifts up. They'll come.
Right.
But you have to be in touch with your travel agent. Okay.
Right.
If you do bookings for a travel agent in these times, it really helps you because the travel agent then knows the contacts. They know where to get in touch with the consulates, the Indian consulate abroad. Yeah. So if you're abroad, then try and get in touch with an Indian consulate in your city, wherever you are stuck. Okay. Look, if you're stuck with family, then you're better off. But if you're stuck in a hotel or an Airbnb, then it's a problem. No, or in a cruise ship, worse. It's a problem.
Thank you so much, Kazad, for all these details.
My pleasure, Kirtana.
With that, it's a wrap on this podcast and Your Money and COVID-19 series. I hope this was informative and useful. I'm sure you can easily apply these tips in your financial planning in these times. If there's something that you like our personal finance team to address, or you'd like to suggest another idea for a mini series, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.